Birth, Chapter 10. Whiskey Bravo 269er. Whiskey Bravo 269er. Please advise fueling status and team status. We are fueled, canopies open, and awaiting flight plan tower. Lieutenant, we are confirming sortie at this time. Orders will be forthcoming at pattern exit. Stand by for launch codes. Say again, tower. Did you say launch codes? Stand by. Switch to channel 30. Lieutenant Jasper switched his radio selector to 30. That meant the message was encrypted. There were ham folks around that had picked up their chatter before and published in the Victorville Tribune. But if command was giving launch codes, that meant their ordnance would be live. Maybe this wasn't a drill. But how could that be? They were in freaking Victorville watching a flock of aging SR-71 Blackbirds. 30, Roger. The launch codes are being uploaded. This is not a drill. This is not a drill. Your flight plan will be provided once you are out of pattern. It must not be much. Normally, they would get a flight plan in an envelope and go as a team into the ready room and rehearse it down to the last drop of fuel. Climb out, strafing runs with the 30mm cannon and drops of ordnance. The A-10 isn't a fighter jet, and it doesn't go very fast compared to other military jets, but it is a fearful sound for targets on the ground. The gun was so large it ran all the way under the pilot's seat and into the rear fuselage. It was a flying gun that could rip a tank to shreds or turn a building into dust. This plan was different. Something quick. Something close by. Something very, very secret. Roger. Launch codes are received.